Thank you for tuning in, and you're listening to Voice Notes.
Why is it that no one opens your emails? A lot of marketers suffer from this problem. So what is the reason? And more importantly, what is the solution, or at least a solution to that problem? Right? What is it? So let's get to that. So first of all, here it goes. What is it that you are not doing that's causing your subscribers not to open your emails? Well, number one is this: you do not tap into the emotions of your audience. Point blank. That is something you must do in order to get your audience, your email list, to open your emails. So it naturally, that leads to the next question. How do you tap into the emotion of your audience? Okay. So again, I'm looking at notes. I'm going to keep going here. In a word, how you tap into the emotion of your audience? Pain. In a word, it's pain. So you might be thinking about that and saying, well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean pain? Well, think about it. If you have been in some sort of, let's say you're suffering from some sort of ailment, okay? And someone comes through and they poke you. They just poke you right there in the spot of your body that is sore, or that you're suffering from with this ailment, and they just poke you in it. What happens? Now, we're not going to go into what you could say or what you could do when someone does that. But the simple answer to that is there is a reaction. There is absolutely going to be a reaction because they poked you in that sore spot. The same is true when it comes to your email marketing. What you have to do is the same thing. Picture that in your mind. Like, you have to poke that person's sore spot in your audience to get them to react. That's all you're doing. And you do that in the subject line of your email, and you do that also in the body of your email. And we'll talk a little bit about that. We're not getting to the nuts and bolts of everything, but that's the simple answer right there. Now, that being said, when it comes to the emails, again, you have to tap into that pain. You have to get that done in order for your audience to not just open your emails, but also, like I said, to read your emails, which is why you need to also have that pain inside the email as well. So what you're writing about is dealing with that pain. And you need that in order for your audience to click through on the links that you have in your emails to get them to do that thing you want them to do. Now, you might be asking that, okay, I get that, it makes sense, but how do I do this? Well, here's the thing. You have to study your audience. You have to know what the biggest pain point that they have is, and simply address that pain point in your email. You address it. Now, there's 100 ways you can address any pain point. There's 100 ways. Just like there's many ways you can address an ailment that a person might have, right? Or soreness. Let's say it's you're sore, you know, your muscle sore or whatnot. You can get a massage for that. You can get a muscle rub for that. You can take some sort of a muscle relaxer for that. There's a lot of things you can do to try to alleviate that ailment. You can get into a tub with some Epsom salt, right? Some hot water and things like that. You can put a cold press on that. There's a lot of things you can do. The same is true when it comes to your emails. You can literally pick one big pain point and just address it numerous different ways in your emails in order to get that person to read it, and then also keep moving forward with you and going through to your promotion, whatever it is. Okay, so that's the thing you want to do. Now, once you address the biggest pain point of your audience, there's one more thing you must do. So you can't just address the biggest pain point and that's it. There's one thing you have to do, because that's like someone just poking you and not giving you anything to help you with that pain that you have, right? You don't want to do that. You want to be the person who brings them some sort of relief, right? So once you address that pain point, you have to create a real sense of urgency. Now, let me say that again. A real sense of urgency for your audience to click through the link inside your email to get relief for the pain point that you have just touched on. So the key to the body of your email is to create a real sense of urgency as you're talking about that pain to get them to click through to get relief for that pain. So if you can do those two things inside of all the emails you send, you'll get a lot more people actually clicking through on the links and going to see what it is that you're saying could bring them relief. Okay. Now, that being said, if you do these things, you will not only get your audience to open your emails, okay, but they will also click through those links that you have inside of them. So that's it, really. So do you have it? You got it? Good. Good. So use that in your email marketing and come back and let me know what you did. I'd love to know how you implement this strategy in your marketing and your business for your promotions, etc. Now, if you would like to know the tool that I recommend that will increase your email conversions when it comes to this very strategy, that is using a sense of urgency, that part of it. Now, you have to come up with the pain point, but I can help you when it comes to the sense of urgency part of it. Okay. Now, there's a software that I use that helps with that part of it, the sense of urgency, which is a very, very integral part of them clicking through. All right. Now, I do have a software, and full disclosure, it is my software that will absolutely do that for you. And it is very inexpensive. Okay. Very inexpensive. You can just get it and use it. Okay. It is updated regularly and all that good stuff. All right. Now, just click the link in the description, get a copy for yourself. And since you watched this video to the end, I have something special for you. When you go through and you get to the checkout page, here it is. Use the discount code email20, all caps, email20. And that's email and the number 20. All right. Use that at checkout and you'll get a special discount on your purchase. Now, if you want more of this content, follow, subscribe, all that good stuff. Comment below whatever you think about this strategy. And I'll do just that. I'll create more content like this. Now, I'm D. Bell. This is Discovery Branding. I'll holler at you later. Dap it up. Did you know one of the best ways for you and I to get our products purchased by our customers is by using email marketing? And we all know that. However, how can we use our email marketing in a way that more of our customers will actually click through on our emails and in the promotions that we send out? Maybe you're like me and you have trouble with that. And if so, I have the answer for you. Email Clock. Email Clock is a software for Mac or PC that you can create campaigns that produce visual countdown timers. We call those email clocks, that give people a sense of urgency and scarcity when it comes to the promotions you send out. So if you have a promotion that you want people to click through on, you need to have this in your emails. And you can embed it in any email provider's email autoresponder setup. So emailclock.com is where you want to go to check it out. Now, that being said, I have something additional for you. If you go to that website, emailclock.com, and you decide that that's something you would want, here's what you do. I have a code for you. Put in the code POD, P-O-D, and you'll see some of that price come off and you'll get a discount. So check it out, emailclock.com. And use the coupon code POD. And by the way, these email timers, you can actually embed on any of your websites as well. So it's really cool. So go check it out. Emailclock.com. Don't forget to use that coupon code. It's called POD. Use that if you check out with that and you'll get the discount. All right. Hope this helps. Talk soon. Thanks for listening to Voice Notes. We appreciate you and hope you come back to listen to the next episode.